On this channel, we often discuss habitable zones around stars and how Earth-like planets generally need to be within them to support surface life. But we also discuss exceptions to that rule, such as ice shell worlds that harbor subsurface oceans that, at least in our solar system, outnumber the planets within the habitable zone. But the galaxy itself may also host a habitable zone where within it, life can more easily arise, whereas outside it, things become increasingly difficult. Galactic habitable zones are subject to a number of factors, many of which are not yet clear. We do know that when you go out far, nearing the galactic halo, you probably won't find much in the way of planets themselves due to heavy elements being scarce, but being too close to the galactic center may be even worse. When you start packing stars in too closely, and this also applies to stars located in dense star clusters, the chances for a planet being subject to disaster are much higher. You have more chances for a nearby supernova to occur and wipe any life out, or a planet might be subject to higher rates of impacts from comets due to all those stars disturbing each other's Oort clouds. To some degree, this also affects habitability within the spiral arms themselves. The Sun currently lies outside of a spiral arm, but those that are within or crossing them could pass through clouds of gas that change how a star's solar wind interacts with an otherwise habitable world. It could in turn accumulate a hydrogen layer in its atmosphere, altering its surface equations. And there are other more murky factors, such as the presence of very heavy radioactive elements that heat planetary cores, something that is ultimately necessary for Earth-like life, and ice shell moons dependent on radioactive decay as an energy source. But there can also be such a thing as too much metal, the presence of which in a star system may form multiple Saturn and Jupiter-sized worlds that might migrate inwards to become hot Jupiters, which could disrupt the habitable zones of those kinds of stars. This is also somewhat of a concern for future opportunities for life to arise, since the universe is increasing in overall metallicity. More supernovas and kilonovas means more heavy metals. As a result, there may come a time where the advent of new life becomes less likely due to the formation of too many gas giants in the universe, though I suspect that this will be subject more to situation than any hard and fast rules. But then the same could be said for the galactic habitable zone. It's all about the individual situation, and a galactic habitable zone may not even exist, at least practically, because there could be too many exceptions to the rules based on situation. Take radiation. We often associate it with death, not life, but even high radiation environments such as near the galactic core may not be so hostile to life as it might appear. An example of this comes from a paper by L. Dartnell, link in the description below, where radiation is shown, at times, to also be helpful to life. Further, what effect does a thick layer of ice have for an ocean world? How well would that shield life from the effects of things like supernovas? And then you have the wanderers, rogue planets that may have formed in areas with materials conducive for life and then ejected. Such a planet may have a hot core driven by radioactive decay that drives life in subsurface oceans completely independently of a star. If ejected from its parent galaxy, such a planet could then exist in the depths of intergalactic space, not beholden to any kind of habitable zone at all, other than its own subsurface ocean. Given all of the situations where habitable zones for both stars and galaxies might not be applicable to certain worlds, I think it's best to view both as general guidelines where surface life would most commonly arise, but life would not be exclusive to it by any means. But as a general concept, there's one interesting aspect of the Milky Way's galactic habitable zone to consider. Is it ideal? As it turns out, probably not. It's thought that large galaxies such as Andromeda or larger should favor the development of life within that galaxy both for sheer numbers and much larger habitable zones. Small galaxies like the Milky Way, not so much. Yet, here we are. Thanks for listening. I am science fiction author and futurist John Michael Godier, currently feeling sorry for us. In a previous video, I explored the notion that there could be better planets for life than Earth is, and better classes of star than the Sun, and now we find out that there could also be better galaxies. We just can't have anything nice, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.